to stop ruining yourself. Because you ruin yourself with what? With the most logical thing that you could do. With your wit, with you being clever, you ruin your life and you don't get it. Okay, this is how the transformation comes in. We are talking about something else. We're talking about a light that when that light comes in, that illumination comes in, then there is no place for what is supposed to be and what you're supposed to do, what is correct and what is not. Means what? There is always a rule out there, right? For example, at the top of the rule, thou shalt not kill. This is everywhere. It's not only in Christianity and it's not only in Western society. It's all. Okay? Thou shalt not kill. That's the rule. Then what? Thou shalt not do this. Thou shalt not do that. Thou shalt do this. That. And the outcome? Look around you. So, to us, these things that you call it social behaviors, role models, do this, do that, rule is this, rule is that, all of this to us is nonsense. We know there is another light. We know that suddenly, if your heart will open, you don't need to be told that thou shalt not kill. Killing is not something to please you. Why should you be ordered not to kill? You should be ordered not to kill when everybody knows that you intend to kill. The intention should be different. The illumination of the spirit comes, there remains not. O you who seeks illumination, conclusion and premises, or that which contradicts, that which renders necessity. Something like that. I'm at what? 15:08. Why? Because the seer on whom his light is dawning is quite independent of the proof which resembles the stuff. Because when I ask you, who are you? What would you do, John, if I ask you, who are you? A part of a sleeping man. Who are you? You try to defend yourself, don't you? And that defense is based on what? The reasons. You have so many reasons. And you will give me a set of that because of this and this and this, I'm good. He said, excuse me. These people, when they open their eyes, they don't need that leading of proofs to arrive somewhere. They don't need a guide. You need a guide if you're blind. You need the logic and reasoning to explain your innocence. When you are blind, when you open your eyes, you will see the innocence and the sin. The sin is not something hidden from you. You don't see it. Let's return to the story. What kind of story? Rumi sent one paragraph to do something very bizarre. In the last paragraph, he explained that, okay, listen, you are ruining yourself because of the rule of the world, you can blah, 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 blah. The changes is something else. You don't know it. So open your eyes and listen. Change your attitude, right? Then he said, okay, let's go back to this story. Look at the paragraph. The paragraph that starts with, once more we come back to the tale. It says nothing about the tale. And a master is doing it. And I brought to your attention several times that if this was a mistake and oops, the day after it will be corrected. Because Next day, the Saladin will read these verses to Rumi, and Rumi will organize it. Look at it. Suddenly, so I said, let's go back to the story. And the story? Story is the subject I want to explain to you. No matter what the discourse is, no matter what the relationship is, it's that subject. There is a subject here, a greater subject. Something bigger than me and you. Something that, in comparison, we are nothing. Who are we in this tangled world? What indeed have we? We are like the Aleph. And Aleph has a story. I told you several times, remember. What means Aleph?
Hey, it's the first letter of the Arabic alphabet.
They don't describe it first letter of Arabic alphabet. They describe it as something which has nothing. It's just a vertical line. So in old fashioned, in Arabic, they start with Aleph and say, Aleph is something that has nothing. And this has a lot of philosophical meaning for that. Because this thing, which is the beginning by itself, is nothing, but everything is built up on this. Then they go on, and in their system, they start to count the points, and they will say, the Aleph has nothing. Bay has one point, actually, one dot underneath. Tear has two, and they go on like that. So this is how they learn their alphabet. And Rumi will come back to it, because Aleph means what?
Something that
means standing down, it's standing up. So, in the lyrics, when we want to say somebody who stands up, we say Aleph. Somebody who's straight like that, we call him Aleph Qamat, means standing up like Aleph, means a hero. And Alf means 1,000. And these can be combined in their mind in word games to give it a lot. And you will say, look at this Alf, which is the base of Kalam, base of alphabet, base of literacy, right? And by itself, it has nothing. We are the same. By ourselves, we have nothing. But we are the basis of something new in this universe. There is something that we brought in. What is it? What is it? You are the intellectual fellows. You have a lot of information. Now, just like this, I do my magic. Suddenly, humanity doesn't exist on Earth. What is missing? One thing is missing.
Appreciation of beauty.
Creativity.
A little
bit more than both of those.
Love.
What?
Love.
Love. Love is missing. There is no love. Yeah. Kindness is not there. Don't you get the point? Kindness is not out there. Means? Means you have to create it. Huh? You as a consumer, you're looking for something which is out there. There is no kindness out there. There is no love out there to be found. Love is inside. Love is inside the lover. And nowhere else. The rest of the people, they're ignorant, they don't know what love is. Love is in the lover, because love is created by lover. That's our creation. Eliminate the humanity, there is no love. The rest is here. War is here. Determination is here. Biting each other is there. Sex is here. Food is here. Everything is here. Right? If human is not here, everything is here. The apes will replace you. Period. Love is not there. There could be no Rumi and Shams, and that feeling in Rumi doesn't exist, that real happiness, because he's a happy guy, isn't he? You have any doubt about that? He is a happy guy. Eliminate humanity, that happiness doesn't exist. Animal is here, therefore in me and you, the animal is here, the other one is waiting to be created. And that should be created by whom? Someone else, and I consume it? It was created by Romeo and Juliet, and you consumed it. What happened to you? Nothing. It could only make you jealous. Yes. And you will change your explanation why you're not like that. And your explanation will say, it's not my fault. It's always either environment or one son of a bitch. It's always like that. Cliche for thousands of years. It's this ridiculous, and you don't believe it. Today, it repeated itself more than a million times. We are 6 billion, and we do the same every single day. Cheating, lying, and doing that stuff. So this is it. Pay attention. I'm going back to my story, and my story is a different story. Listen to this story, because this is where he starts to tell you the story. Do not miss the point. I'm not giving you a lecture. I'm bringing you back to this book. In the fifth story, he will tell you how to behave and be ready to hear another story, completely different one, which is the next story. The next story is the main story. The only story that if it catches you, good for you. Which is the story of, it should be a story of what? Story of love? Story of love is the pirate, it's coming. He wants to explain the love to you. But before that, he's trying to clear your mind that it's not what you think. Because if I say I'm going to tell you the story of love, you will say what? I know. Because all of us, we pretend we know what this stuff is. So he says, to be prepared to do that, you have to understand that this is something else. No matter where you go, that's the subject. No matter what the level of discourse is, no matter what the field of argument is, the story is about love. The rest is animal. And we're not here to talk about that part. We don't say it shouldn't be there, but we are beyond that. Why? The guy started to talk to Omar. You, Omar, was the wisdom mystery of imprisoning that pure one in this little place. The first one was how? How did he answer? How is a very long, long, long story, and you will never get it, and that's not what you're talking about. In a way, he said that, right? He said, God does the magic, and the magic stuff is like this, and he changed. The question was, how that invisible stuff that I'm claiming that is in us, not in the animals, that beautiful quality of creation, how did it happen? How did it fit in me? Because I'm not the animal. How did it fit in me? And Omar Gouy said, you cannot understand it. It is a spell. He did it in a magical way, like the other stuff that you don't understand. Because you don't question how God succeeded to put the spirit in me. This is not your question or your question. You questioning means you tend to say, I don't believe it, prove it. And say, I cannot prove it, period. But understand it, there is something, right? Second question is, why? Why God did this? That